Today's daf is Yivamis daf Kuf Yud Aleph. As we continue here in Perek Beis Shammai, the last full blot, we have about a blot and a half left to this 13th Perek, all about Miyun, and now we are on Kuf Yud Amabez by the two dots, three quarters of the way down, third to last skinny line. Ketana v'chareshes v'chulu. So the first half of today's daf, the first Amud, is about the case of the Mishnah that discussed if a man has two wives, both Durabanan wives, rabbinic marriages, but different reasons for its being Durabanan. So if you remember, the Mishnah had said one line of the Mishnah, Pikachas v'chareshes, Pia Pikachas poters chareshes v'chulu, and then the Mishnah also had said, the previous line, when it comes to shtei vamas ketanos vames, so then the bia or the chalitza of one of them would pater the other one, and shtei chareshes, the bia and the or the chalitza of one of them would pater the other one. But ketana vechareshes, if a man is married to a ketana and a chareshes, meaning they're both rabbinic marriages, so then ein bia achas man poteres sarasa, then one doesn't pater the other one. Why? Because they're different types of rabbinic marriages, and therefore they're not exactly equal, one wouldn't pater the other one. So why exactly, what we have to figure out now is why exactly one doesn't pater the other one, if they're both Rabbanan anyway, and what are these women supposed to do if one doesn't pater the other one? Is there any ways that with these women can get married to be mutal alma? What should be done? So here we go. So ketana v'chareshes v'chulu. Amar Rav Nachman. Ash kachte l'Rav Ada bar Ava u'l'Rav Chana chasne. So Rav Ada and Rav Chana, his son-in-law, were sitting. The Yasi, Rav Nachman found them sitting. The Yasi v'kamakvu akvasa v'shuka t'pumpadisa. What does that mean? Akvu, from Rashi, quotes from the word yikavu amayim. They were all gathered, and the rabbis were all talking in the pumpadisa shuk. They were talking in Torah. And Va'amri, and they said, Haditna, Rashi quotes another day, that the Maki maybe just means questions and answers. Either way, they were learning Torah together. Va'amri, and they said, Haditnan ketana v'chareshes, ein bias achas mehen poteres sarasa, that which we said, Reuven is married to these two women, achareshes and ketana. Reuven dies. Now what does Shimon do? Shimon has to do yibam or chalitza, but the Mishnah says, yibam or chalitza of one of them does not pater the other one. The Mishnah does not tell us what to do. So we'll have to see that in a minute. But first of all, what's the reason that that doesn't work? Right? By all other tsaros, we say, be or chalitza of one of them, pater's the other one. So, says the Gemara, Rav Nachman quotes Rav Ada and Rav Chana. What are they saying? Why does one be a not pater the other one? Hani mili denafale me'achav pikeach. That's only when they're married to a healthy brother. Because we're not sure which one does that brother consider the main wife. It's subjective. And we don't know. Whichever one he would consider the main wife, that's the one that would pater. Remember in the Mishnah we had, the Gdola can pater the Ketana, but the Ketana can't pater the Gdola. And the more important one, the more significantly halachic one, could pater the one that's less halachically significant. So, Rav Ada felt that, we don't know. It's an umdana. We don't know which one and is the more significant wife for a pikeach, because they both have a ma'ala, they both have a chisaron. What are those? Let's continue. E biktana nichale. Did this man consider his ketana wife the main wife? Da asiyah l'klaldeya, because she is a ketana, she is a healthy individual, she's going to become a baz das one day. And therefore, maybe that's the one he focuses on. Ibe chareshes nichale, or a chareshes is the one that's more nichadim to gdolahi. Because right now she's a gdola. Right now she is physically a gdola, ubas biyahi. And she is more, she's not just roi labia, she is a bas biyah. Right, a ketana already 3 years old, halachically is considered roi labia, but she's not a bas biyah. So therefore, when it comes to these two women who are married to a healthy pikeach brother, that's where we have this suffix of what to do. Aval nafla me'echiv cheresh, but if the brother himself was a cheresh, was a deaf mute, as we spoke about yesterday, vadai becheresh's nichale, surely he would want a cheresh's as a wife. The basbiyah, because number one, the second svara, that she is a basbiyah, and ubas minehi, and they're in the same parsha. Cheresh and chereshes, right? They can understand each other. They connect to each other, and that's the one that he would rather have. So that is the svara of Rav Ada. the second svara being one can relate to somebody and feel vicariously and connect when I can understand what they're going through. If I can't understand what they're going through, so then it's more difficult. That's why we assume, says Rav Avda, that a cheresh would like to have a chereshes. Right? Reminds me a little bit of the thought we said in the parsha shir 2 weeks ago from Rav Soloveitchik, where he noted that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu turned away. His face turned away by the sneh. Ki yarei mehabir el ha'elokim v'yaster Moshe panav. Because he was scared of looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he hid his face. And the Gemara in Brachas Daf Zayin quotes a machlokas whether this was a positive or not. Whether it was a good thing that Moshe Rabbeinu turned his face away when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealing himself kaviyachol to him. Rabbi Shua ben Karacha says he should not have turned away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reveal himself to you, so he shouldn't turn away. While Rabbi Yonasan says no, it was appropriate. And because of that turning away, so that's why he was zochet to become one of the greatest Navi. And the question is, fine, according to the opinion that says he shouldn't have turned away. He shouldn't have turned away. That was it. Hashem is talking to you. Don't look away, even if it's something unbelievable. It's not a time to have humility in that at that moment. But why would you say this was a good thing? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to you and you looked away? So explains Rav Soloveitchik beautifully. He says, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have looked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to show him all the secrets of the world, all the secrets behind how things work. And Moshe Rabbeinu would have realized how everything fit into place, how everything is good, and he wouldn't have had any questions. Later on, he lost the chance. Finally, I already know it's Kvodecha. Hashem says, no, sorry, not anymore. But originally, Hashem was going to offer him that opportunity. But Moshe didn't want to. Why not? Why wouldn't Moshe want to understand all the secrets and all the mysteries and all the tragedies of the world? What would be wrong with knowing? So explains Rav Soloveitchik, Moshe Rabbeinu had a choice. He could either understand everything, and then he would, by function of understanding everything, not be able to feel for his fellow Jew as much as he could. Because the Jew would be going through a tragedy, and Moshe would realize that it's not really a tragedy, it's something good. Right? I called David Rachman al-Tav of it, because he would be seeing the world through Kaviyachol divine eyes. And therefore he wouldn't be able to be the leader that he wanted to be. So Moshe said, I'd rather not understand. I'd rather not be able to explain, and then I could vicariously feel for my fellow Jew and have them cry on my shoulder more than I would be able to if I wasn't shy up to them. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu get, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that and says, you're my man. Right? You're the one that I need as the leader because you gave up your own ruchnias, not only ruchnias, your own understanding in order to be able to be there for a fellow Jew. Because again, what's the underlying message? You have to understand and be connected in order to be able to relate to. So that's maybe part of what this first day is. Rav Avda says, Cheresh, you can assume, they would want a Chereshes to be the wife. That would be the one that was Nichale, and therefore there wouldn't be a Shaila. So in that case, according to him, so if it was the husband was a Cheresh, so then doing something to the Cheresh would pater, the Chereshes would pater the Ktana, right? Let's say Bia with the Chereshes would pater the Ktana. That is the first day. But now Rav Nachman himself says, V'yamina lehu ana, no, afilu nafle me'achav cheresh dami mesafkale. I think it's a halachic definition question. I don't think it's an umdina question. I think there are two types of rabbinic inventions here, marriage with a chereshes and marriage with a ktana. And halachically, there's a question about how these two work together and which one is the ikker, which one is the tafel. So therefore, it doesn't matter who this man is married to. So, that's part one. So that is the reason. So now, Keitzah Takanasan. So, what do we do with these women now? Right? Reuven died. He was married to a Chareshes and a Ketana. So now we're saying, Shimon can't do Yibam Rechalisa to one of them and Pater to the other one. So what does Shimon do? What could Shimon do to help these women out? We want these women to be able to get married to a someone, right, as the Ketana gets older, the Chareshes. So Keitzah Takanasan, what do we do to allow these women to be married? So Amar Rav Chisda Amar Rav. So Rav Chisda says in the name of Rav, Kones HaChareshes, he does marriage, he does Yibam, be with the Chareshes, he cannot, Chalitza cannot be done with the Chareshes, that we said yesterday. We said maybe, what about a Chareshes originally versus a Pikachas v'Nischaresh, but Chalitza can't be done to a Chareshes. While a Ketana, let's keep in mind, can wait, and you can do Chalitza with her when she gets of age. So they both can't do chalitza right now, but a ketana at least you can wait with. So what is the choices here? So says Rav, Konis ha-chareshes umotzia beget. So you marry a chareshes, and then you are motzia her beget. Rashi points out when the following is done. Ubiktana tapdrashatagda vataklos. Then you do chalitza with the ktana when she comes of age. That is why you have to divorce the chareshes. Because this could be, right, this is the... once you do chalitza with the ktana, and let's assume that these are both co-wives, so once chalitza is done with one wife, then he can't marry and still may stay married to the other wife. So that is what Rav suggests. You do yibum and get with chareshes, and chalitza with the ktana, when she becomes a gdola, so then they are both free to marry anyone. Amar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda quoted this in the name of Rav. Now Amar Rav Chisda, Shma Mina. Why does this svara work? And what do we see from this? So here's the key line to the whole Amud Aleph today. Shma Mina, Kasava Rav. What does Rav hold? How do we look at each of these rabbinic marriages? Chareshes, Kenuya, Umeshuyeres, Ketana, Kenuya, Ve'ena Kenuya. What does that mean? That's the basis for everything. Again, the first half of today's shir. Says Rav, Chareshes is a partial Kenyan. Kenuya umishuyeres. Chazal enacted a mixas kinyan for a chareshes. A ktana, they were misakein, maybe a kinyan, maybe not a kinyan. Maybe a full kinyan, maybe no kinyan at all. That's the difference between a chareshes. Chareshes is vadai, mixas kinyan. Ketana, maybe total, maybe nothing. Right? We had this discussion months ago when we spoke about, Maimar. What is Maimar considered? We had a Machlokas Tanon. Is Maimar for sure everything? Right? Or I'm saying for sure something? Or is it Safek, Reb Shimon said, maybe everything, maybe nothing. Right? Maimar Safek Kona Lagamre and Safek Eina Kona Klum. So here we have a similar discussion, but between two different women. So Rav holds that a Chareshes Vade works, but only Drabanan, Mixas. Right? The language of the Shilti Giborim here, to explain, let's focus on that side first. Focus on the Chareshes. Chareshes is Vadai Kanui B'mixas. The language of the Shilti Giborim here on Lamed Chesma Beis. He Kinyana B'mixas. Fahari he Ki'ilu Chetzya Kinuya. V'chetzya Eina Kinuya. Shelo Tiknu Miyun B'chareshes. Kemoshe Tiknu Miyun B'ktana. Right, Hova in Kinyanam Shaveh. There's no possibility of Miyun here. So it's Vadai works. But it only works for mixas because it's only a kinyan d'rabbanan. That is when it comes to chareshes. But a ktana, the rabbanan enacted, knuya ve'ena knuya. Maybe vadai kona, totally, and maybe not. The question is, why would Chazal do such a thing? Chazal enacted kiddushei miyun, right, to give this girl a chance. So why would they give it the status of suffolk? Just give her a mixas kinyan, or give her something, Vadei D'Rabbanan. That's the question the Gemara does not answer, and the Rishonim are struggle to figure this out. Why would they do this? Chareshes, mixas, we understand very well. Why would Chazal say, Safek Vadei, Safek nothing? So, three suggestions, which is crucial to understand the next piece of Gemara. Number one is the Me'iri, and that's probably the Pashtus, and that's alluded to in the Shilti Giborim that we just read. The Me'iri says, you know why the Rabbanan had to do this? Because maybe it's going to be uprooted tomorrow. Because they put into place the possibility of miyun, which does what? It's not like get, which is breaks it mikana lahaba. Miyun is okir et lamafreya. So the rabbanan said to themselves, how can we give this kiddushin a vadai status if tomorrow it could be uprooted as if it never happened? So that's why, by definition, that's how they had it to create it. Because they give the possibility of miyun, which uproots it, means even when it's there, it's a suffix, because maybe it's going to get uprooted tomorrow. That's the Me'iri. Safik knuya, safik einu knuya, hol, v'yicholo lema'in, v'lakar, as a kiddushin lema'freya. That is what the Me'iri, that's what Achronim pick up on that Me'iri. That is far number one. Why would Chazal do this? Ketana, maybe totally, maybe nothing. Because of the possibility of miyun. The Amshel Shlomo's Lashon is here in the Maharshal. The Maharshal does not focus on miyun. He says no. Regarding kiddushei ketana, regarding the marriage itself, when they are married, it's vadai kona midrabanan. That's vadai kona. That's not the question here. Kiddushei ketana misafgalanim kona kinyan klal gomor pirish Kol hecha shetzricha lema'in, kegon hacha shlo titztarech la'agein, ulahamtina shetagdil v'tachlos v'tifso v'kehuna, Efshar, the Bekiyai Gavna lo tiknu Rabbanan shehe bas kinyan, v'yafilo lo miyana b'kidushin. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, no, when she's married, she's married. When the Kedusha Kedan is married, it's fully married. What's the whole Shaila here? Her husband died. And now the Shaila is if her husband died, so what does she do? We assume that the Rabbanan would not want her to remain in a state of Igun. When they made this Takana, they didn't create it to hurt her, only to help her. Shlohinu Guba Minag Hefker. And therefore, that's the Shaila of the Gemara. And the question that it's Mixas is that, did they give it, or they gave it, the status of full or nothing to try to help her out in the state of Igun? But of course, when she's married, it is considered full. That is the Avshal Shlomo's formulation. And finally, the third, Rav Moshe writes, in a Tshuvit, Evan HaEzer, Chelek Aleph Simikuf Samaches, Anaf Hei, Moshe has Anafim, so again, he quotes our Gemara, Rav Chizkiya and Rashi, and he says, it doesn't make sense. Lo mistaver klal, the Rabbanan would create a suffix status. Doesn't make sense. Lo mistaver klal, she iskenu Rabbanan, she kinyan suffix. Di'im kein, hayaz a suffix biyaznus, kemo b'bo'al al tznai, v'chulu. So our Moshe's formulation is, like the Yamshel Shlomo, it's vaday when they're married. It's a vaday marriage mid Rabbanan. The Shaila is, how far did they go with Ke'en da'oraisa? Meaning, we know by a normal woman who's Yakuka Liyavam, it affects her co-wives as well. It affects her tsaros. That's the question of the Gemara. Similar to the Avshal Shlomo, but a little different. We know the Rabbanan gave her the status of a married woman, but did they give her the status of a married woman so much so that she's considered a co-wife of the other women who this husband is married to? That's where you have suffix totally, suffix nothing. But regarding her, for sure. So only the Meiri in the Rishonim, says that even she has a suffix status because maybe it's going to be uprooted tomorrow. The Rabbanan didn't have a choice. That's what they had to give this status for. The other, the Avshal Shlomo, and Rav Moshe's formulations is that she has a vade status. The question is, what about everyone around her? Okay, so now let's get into the Gemara. So again, Rav Chisda says, what's the Svara of Rav? What does a person do? What does a person do? What does Shimon do? If Reuven, his brother, was married to a Chareshes and a Ketana, so he does Yibam to the Chareshes, and then gives her a get. He cannot stay married to her because of the Chalitza that he does with the other wife, the Ketana, when she gets old enough, when she's Nisgadla. And therefore, this could be a co-wife if the Ketana is really married, so then this is a co-wife of hers, and therefore, she cannot stay married. But in this way, they're both Muteres Le'alma. So now, says Rav Chisda, that's the way you say it. Rav Chisda had a misora that one of the women, Ketana Chareshes, was Mixas, and one of the women was total or nothing. So the way we formulated it just now was Chareshes is the Mixas, Vade Mixas, and Ketana is maybe totally, maybe nothing. So Rav Chisda says that's the way it works. Because if you say it's the opposite, if you say the Chareshes is the one that's maybe totally nikneh, maybe not nikneh at all, and a Ketana is vada kone b'miksas, so then Chareshes, am I kone sumotziya b'get? So if the Chareshes is possibly the one that's totally kanui, so then Rav Chisda says, why wouldn't she be able to just stay married to the Chareshes? Why would she have to get divorced? Why? Tesev gabemi manashach. Let her stay by the Chareshes. Let him stay married to the Chareshes in either case. Meaning, what are the two possibilities? I kenuyahi, if she's vadai niknes totally, ha kenuyahi. So then she wins, yibum, and then what happens later is nothing. V'lav kenuyahi, and if she is not niknes at all, so that she was never married to the brother either. So hanachris bi'amahi, that she's not a co-wife. So he should be able to stay married to this Chareshes. If you say the Chareshes is Vada yes or Vada no. V'chitema, and if you say, if you would say that Ketana amai tam tenachatag devataklos, and if you say, well, we have a problem in our formulation also. Why? Because if we're saying the Ketana is the one that's Vada yes, Vada no, so why can't she stay married to the Ketana? Why do we have to say Vada? Ketana tam to wait till she becomes a Gdolan du Chalitza, Tesev Kabe. Why can't she do Yibam with the Ketana? Why? And what's the problem? I kenuyahi, ha kenuyahi. If she's totally nikneh to the Ketana, then fine, Yibam is being done. I lav kenuyahi, nuchresa ba'almai. And if she's not kenuya, so then it's totally not related, and they were never married to the brother. So ask the Gemara Yimanavshach. If you're saying that, the fact that he doesn't allow the man to stay married to the Chareshes proves that the Chareshes must be the miksas. So to say this, same as far by Ktana. Mimanja, why don't you say that she can stay married to the Ktana? Says the Gemara, that wouldn't work then. Because if you say, the Ktana is Vaday maybe full, Vaday nothing, and therefore Mimanja Shach, she should stay married, that would help out the Ktana, but then the Chareshes would be stuck forever. If you say that this husband, this man, should stay with the Ktana forever, the Chareshes is stuck. And that's why we don't suggest that. We suggest the other way. At least the Ktana has a way out when she's Niskadla. That's why Chareshes, we'd rather say, get married to the Chareshes and then divorce her, because the Chareshes could accept a get, and the Ktana could do Chalitza when she becomes a Gdola, right? But the other way wouldn't work, because then the Chareshes would be stuck, because she cannot accept the Chalitza. She can't do a Chalitza. And, you know, you didn't do Yibam to her that she would be able to go out with a get. So now, next line. Thank you for leading into that. Says the, and this is the way that it's, you can help out both of them. What about miyun? Miyun is not suggested in the Gemara here. What does Rav say? Do yibum to the chareshes and do chalitza to the ketana when she's niskadla. What about miyun? It's not suggested. The Rambam says she could do miyun too. The Rambam says do miyun and then also you can shalom al Yisrael. You could help. Perek hey halacha chav dalet says the Rambam. Haisa achas chareshes viachas ketana eid bias achas v'en poteret sarasa. One doesn't pad to the other one. Keitza takanasa. So what do you do? What does the Rambam say? Milam dinas haktana shetamayin. Right? How else could you help out the chareshes if you tell the ketana to be ma'enes that uproots the marriage? V'kone says the chareshes they can stay married. V'imratza lagarsha kosev laget achash yavo alev atutar lazar. Right? That is the Rambam. The Ravid here, and really the Gemara is like a proof to the Ravid. The Ravid says it's not going to work. Why did the Gemara suggest that? Right, the Gemara, there's a whole struggle here. What should be done to these women? And the Gemara does not suggest. Miyun, why not? Says the Ravid, it must be a problem. He says, Amar Zal Machaber, Gemara hu osemi daito. He's making up his own Gemara, says the Ravid. Kiba Gemara, Amru tamtere chetagdil v'tachlots. V'lo itiru l'ma'in biyavam, v'lo afilu bibal, ela kedei l'kaye mitzvaz yibum shel Torah. When do we suggest miyun, when it could lead to a yibum de oraisa? That's when we suggest a yibum, says the Ravid. But to try to save her to do a yibum de rabbanon, then we wouldn't, right? Remember we said 2 days ago, we're misrachik min amiyun. We try not to do miyun if we don't have to. Says the Ravid, when do we try to do miyun? By when there's a possibility of yibum de oraisa. But yibum de rabbanon, we wouldn't. That here, the most it's going to be is the possibility of yibum de rabbanon with the chareshes. So that's why the Ravid says, that's why the Gemara doesn't suggest it. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch, though, quotes the Rambam. But again, it's a big hashmata of the Gemara. The fact the Gemara left it out, what the Rambam would say, it's obvious. It's obvious you can do miyun, but the Ravid would say it's not obvious. The Gemara should suggest it. That is all part one of the Gemara. There are three parts to this Gemara. That is all part one. Again, what does Rav say to do? In this case of Chareshes and Ketana, do Yibum with the Chareshes. So then you could do Gittin with her, and with the Ketana, just wait till she becomes a Gdola, and then do Chalitza, and then they're both Muteres. And what is that based on? The fact that Chareshes, the Rabbanim were Mesakein, Vadai Miksas Kinyin, and by a Ketana, Vadai totally, it's either totally everything or nothing. Good. Amar Rav Sheshes. Hachanami Mistavar. Part 2 of the Gemara. So Rav Sheshes says this also makes sense. Kidmetaritz Rav Chiz Aliba de Rav. Right, it makes sense how Rav Chiz explained Rav, as we just said. Ditanya based on the Brisa. Shneyachin, Nisuin Shneyach, Yosi Somos. So now it gets a little trickier. Why? Because it's two brothers. What we have before? You have a brother who's married to a Chareshes and a Ketana who are not related to each other. So now we have a Brisa. Two brothers married to two sisters. Yisomos, Ketana v'chareshes, one's a Ketana, one's a Chareshes. So here, it's going to be easier to say that they're not Zakul, because they're sisters. Mace, but there are two brothers now. So Mace, Ba'ala shel Ketana, the one that's married to the Ketana dies. So what does the brother do? Chareshes, Yotza beget. So now, the Chareshes, he has to divorce with a get, because this is Achos Ziku Kaso. And maybe that's the one that's the Iker wife. So Achos Chareshes de Beget uviktana tamtina chetagdil v'tachlots, and the Ketana who is his zukukaso, wait till she becomes a gdola and then do chalitza. And what about the opposite? Meis bala shal chareshes, if the husband of the chareshes dies, so then Ketana yotza beget, his own wife is achos, possibly achos zukukaso. So again, yotza beget. Uvechareshes asura laolam. And the chareshes is stuck. The chareshes who is now zukuka to him. Why? Rashi, the last couple of skinny lines, like eighth to the last skinny line, goes through the three possibilities that are no good. Rashi says, he can't marry her because maybe the ketana is the ikker wife. Shem ketana kenuyahi, and this is achos grushaso. So he can't marry, he can't do yibam. And even if the she would die, mesa ketana, acharkach, even if the ketana, his real wife, would die, and there would be no more achos isha, it was aser b'shas nefila. So he can't marry her. And a chalitza he can't do because she's a chareshes. So this woman is stuck, the chareshes in this case. The imbal, last line of the brisa, the imbal, and then we'll talk about how this is a raya, the imbal achareshes, what if he violated, and he had beer with her anyway? He wasn't supposed to have bia with this woman who was zakuka to him. Remember, he's married to the Tana. He had bia with her anyway. So then, no sin lo get for hutra. So then he could give her again and she would be muteris. Right? He's not allowed to do it because this is possibly achos grushaso. But if he does yibum, and then he does get, then he does again, so then Rashi has the lashon of v'im avar. He has that extra word. So then, mimanav shach, it would be okay. Because if the ketana was the real wife, then there's no zika, because there's achos isha. And if the ketana was not, then this is a real yibum. Right? So either way, this baisavia would work, which he wasn't allowed to do lechadchila, but b'diavid would help him out. That's the brisa. So now, says Rav Sheshes, this works well, again, with what svara? With the chareshes has the marriage that is miksas, vaday miksas, while the ketana is vaday totally or vaday nothing. So, here we go. E amrit bishloma, chareshes knuya umushuyeres, ketana knuya veina knuya. If you say that svara like we've held, mishem hachi, that is why the last line says, techiba ala chareshes, nosin laket vahutra. That's why that last line would work. Why? To amrit mimanavshach. Mimanav shach, this bia that you shouldn't have done, but would work with the avid. Why? Iktana knuyahi, if the ktana, meaning his real wife that he just divorced, was the one that's stronger, was tful, hanafka mishamachos isha, then this zakuka wouldn't have any zik at all, so she can marry out, because it's achos isha. V'ilav kenuya, and if he's not married to his wife at all, the ktana is not married to his wife at all, then shavar miyavin, this is a regular case of yibam. Good. Eli amrit chareshes knuya veina knuya ketana knuya mishuyeres. But if you say the opposite, right? Remember, he had a svara that one was one, one was the other. If you would say the opposite, then kiba al chareshes. If he does yibum, so on my nose he gets a hutra. Why does it work? Why havile biapsula? That is a biapsula, meaning this could be achos isha. It's biapsula, right? It's definitely if you say that ketana is vaday nikna b'miksas, then this is vaday, achos isha b'miksas. So it's a biapsula, will be a psula patra. And we learned earlier, way back, at the beginning of Perek Rabbi Gamliel, on Daf Nun, that a biapsula does not pater. Remember, we spoke about a real bia could be strong enough. A biapsula, you might have to do chalitza to each one of the women, because biapsula is not strong enough to pater. So ask the Gemara. If you flip it, says Rav Sheshes, if you say that the ketana is vaday nikna b'miksas, then this guy who did yibum with his chareshes, zakuka, shouldn't be able to just give her a get in, and that would be good enough. So that is the raya, says Rav Sheshes. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, maybe it's not such a raya. Hamani, there wasn't one opinion, if you remember back then on Daf Nun. Hamani, Reb Nechemya, damar bia psula poteres michalitza. Reb Nechemya spoke, remember, bia charbia and yibim machalitza, all the cases there. Reb Nechemya says that bia psula is powerful enough. So this isn't such a, the raya is not such a foolproof raya to Rav Chizda's version of Rav. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, e Reb Nechemya ema seifa. What do you mean? If you think this is Reb Nechemya, who holds bia psula, does pater, but then the next line of the brisa, which we didn't quote yet, is problematic. What are the two cases of the brisa? We just had case number one, which was two brothers married to two sisters, one's ketana, one's chareshes. Now we have a different case. Mishaya nasi shtei yisamas ketanos, ketana v'chareshes, v'meis. Same case like our Mishnah. A man is married to a ketana and chareshes, v'meis, and he dies. Then, but what happens? So, ba yavam al haktana v'chazer ba al hachareshes. O sheba achiv al hachareshes. What happens if the yavam lives with a ketana? And, right, what did we say to do before? We said, live with a chareshes and give her a get, and do chalitza with a ketana? What if that didn't happen? What if he did yibum with a ketana, and then he was bold a chareshes, or his brother was bold a chareshes? Ne'esru shteyan alav. They both become aser. They both become aser. Gemara is going to explain in a second. The chareshes become aser me'ikar adin, but with the ketana it was maybe vaday nikneh, but even the ketana who he had beer with first, also becomes asur mishum gzeira, as we'll see in a second. Keita takanasan, the brisa finishes and says, so what should you do to help these women out? Chareshes yotza beget, the chareshes should be given a get, v'ketana tamtana shetagda v'tachlutz, right? That's what should be done. So that's the last line of the brisa. So now the Gemara says, if you say, Iyamrit bishlama, chareshes knuya mishuyeres, ketana knuya v'sheina knuya, v'rabbanon hi, if you say we're going within the sheets of the Rabbanon, who holds that bia psula is not good enough to pater, so then this is explainable. Mishum hachi, tamtenat shetagdu v'tachlodz, that's why we say the ketana has to wait to do chalitza. Why? Why don't we say what? He lived with the ketana first. Why can't they stay married? Mimanav shach. Right? Why did we have to wait? Why? Didil mekadimu bal chareshes bereisha. People might get confused and say, well, if you can stay with the ketana, if you're born with the ketana first, maybe you could also stay with the chareshes, if you're born with the chareshes first. But that's not true, because the ketana you could stay with if you were born with her first, because it's either all or nothing with her. So if it's all, that's the real wife. If it's nothing, they're not related. But people might get confused and do that with the chareshes too. V'havyulei bia d'ketana bia psula. And if she were the chareshes first, then the bia ketana of the seconds, if she were the ketana second, that would be a bia psula. And even if the ketana is knuya legamre, the prior bia of the chareshes would have some type of effect and would not be able to allow her to stay married. Ela'i amred Reb Nechemya, but if you say the Bryce is Reb Nechemya's opinion, so then why would we say that if he does bia with a ketana first, why can't he stay married? What are you worried about? Ha'amar bia psula patra. Even if it would be flipped, the bia psula would pater and allow her to stay him to stay married to who he did bia first with. Say Ela Shvamina Rabbanan Ishvamina. So it must be this price is the sheet of the Rabbanon, and if it's the sheet of the Rabbanon, that B'Epsula does not pater. So then we understand that this is a raya to Rav Chisda Amarav. Remember, what is the Iker, what we're trying to figure out? Let's not get lost in this Yevamos Amud, right? The Iker is that we say when the Rabbanon enacted these two rabbinic marriages by a Chareshes, they enacted a Miksas marriage, Miksas Kinyan, and by Ketana, they did everything or nothing, as we gave the svaris beforehand. What does that mean? And finally, the last line, part three of the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, Meireshana Mishvamina Drabanan. You don't even have to come up to the Seifa to prove it's the Rabbanan and not Rav Nechemya. Even the first case of the Brisa, meaning the two brothers and the two sisters, not the one man married to two women. The two brothers and two sisters, Tiktani, because remember, what was the last line there? The last line was, right, the Chareshes is stuck. In that case, in Bala Chareshes, but if he did violate and was Bala Chareshes, no sin lo get behutra. Right? He said, what does he say? If he's Bala Chareshes, he can give her a get behutra. Veloktani, it does not say the other way. In Bala Ketana, no sin lo get behutra. It doesn't say that. Why? Because he would still require chalitza. So you see, the Bia Psula would not pater. Right? So you see, it's against Reb Nechemya anyway. So Gemara says, Yimishim ha lo arya. No, that wouldn't be a raya. Why? It could be. The Gemara just only wanted to mention one and not the other. Chareshes to lesla takanda de hetera, ktoni takanda de isura. The Chareshes has no other way to allow her to be muteris la alma. That's why the Gemara picked that one. But Tana de isla takanda de hetera, ktana, has another mutter way out. Wait till she becomes a gdola and then do chalitza. So lo toni takanda de isura. That's why it doesn't say that possibility, even though it could be that that was a possibility, and it would be like Reb Nechemya. So the Gemara ends up by saying the Reisha was not a raya, the Seifa was a raya, that it is the sheet of the Rabbanan, and it ends up being a raya to Rav Chisda's understanding of Rav. Ad kan, that part of the sugya. So now we move on to other issues. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Mishaya Nasu the Shte, but remember the Svaris for the Meiri and the Yamshel Shlomo and the Machlokes, Rambam and Ravid, whether Miyun is a possibility in all these cases, because the Gemara doesn't even say it. Says the Mishnah. Mishaya Nasu the Shte, Yisomas Ketanos, Humes, right? A man is married to two rabbinic marriages, Vames, and he dies. Uba Yavim ala Rishona v'chazer ba'al ha'shniya. Oshaba echev ala ha'shniya. So, what happens? Does the second bia ruin the first marriage? Lo pasal as a rishona. First one's not ruined. Why? Because as we just said, a katana is either all or nothing. So if it's all, so then he does even to the first woman, that's it. The second woman can't ruin that marriage. And if it's nothing, then they're all nothing. And then they could, it still doesn't ruin the Rishona. The second one is ruined because maybe the first one is a full kinyan. V'chein beis charashos, the same thing applies to two charashos, also drabanan marriages. What about ketana v'charashos? Ba yavam al haketana v'chazar uba al haharashos osheba achiv al haharashos pasal as haketana. There the ketana, the first one that he was boel, is ruined. Why? Rashi says mishum gzeira. Second skinny line in Rashi. Because if you allow, if you say, if he does yibum to the ketana first and then the chareshes, so really that should work. Because miman of shach, either ketana is totally the wife, so the chareshes can't affect, or the ketana is not even married, so really it should work. But midrabanan, it's a problem because what if it's flipped? What if he does the chareshes first and then the ketana? So because of that confusion, pasal as ketana. You see on the side, there's another girsa in the Mishnah, and that's the Rambam's girsa, lo pasal as ketana. So that would just mean that there's no gzeira. So you see on the side it says, b'mishta shebe mishnayos, isa lo pasal. And that's what the Bartanura has. And that's the girsa of the Mishnah in the Yerushalmi. There are a number of differences of mishnayos that are found in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Once I met someone who, a Rav, who did his doctoral thesis on the differences in mishnayos between the Bavlis and the Yerushalmis. But here's one of them. Okay, Viter, Bal Yava, I'm going with the other way. Bal Yava Malachareshes, Vachazu Balakhtana, Ushwalachar Lakhtana, Pasla Sachareshes. So that's Nifsel, because we know the Khtana might be the real wife, and when you do Yibam with her second, so then that would ruin the first Bia that was with the Chareshes. Good. Next, Pikachas Vachareshes. What about if a man is married on a Daraisa level and a Darabana level, right? Two wives. So then it's more straightforward. If he does Yibum, then the later Yibum to a Ketana or a Darabana marriage is nothing. Because then the Daraisa Yibum afterwards ruins the Darabana Yibum that you did earlier. Gedola v'ktana v'yavim ala gedola v'chazer ba'la ktana u'shva achiv ala ktana lo paslas ha'gedola, because gedola you did a good yibam. V'yavim ala ktana v'chazer ba'la gedola u'shva achiv ala gedola paslas ha'ktana. But if you did ktana first and then gedola, so then the ktana is pasled. Rabbi Elazar Omer malam dina ktana shetema'in bo. But we want her to be married to somebody, so we tell him to do miyun. We tell her to do miyun, the ketana, and therefore at least he can stay married to the gedola in this case. Good. Let's just finish and we'll make a comment. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Elazar. V'chein Amar Rabbi Elazar halacha Rabbi Elazar. Halacha Rabbi Elazar, right? We paskin like Rabbi Elazar that melamdin. We say that this is what is appropriate advice to give, right? We teach the ketana vitzricha, and we need to say that halacha is like Rabbi Elazar in both of these cases, right? Here's one: the case of gedola and ketana. That was one case where we advised to do miyun, and then we had a couple of days ago, Rabbi Elazar also told us on daf kuf tes amid aleph in the case where a man is married, Shneach, and two brothers are married to two sisters, one a gedola and one the ketana, and the husband of the gedola died, and he's married to his wife the ketana. So Rabbi Elazar said there also, we tell him to do miyun with his wife, so he can do yibum with the gedola. So says the Gemara, we need Rabbi Elazar to say, and we need to say the halachas like Rabbi Elazar in both those cases. The case there where he's married to the ketana, he does miyun to his wife, and therefore he can do yibum to the gedola. And here, in the case where his brother was married to a gedola and a ketana, and he did be with the ketana first and then the gedola. So we need both. Why? De'i et marba haka maisa, if you only had Rabbi Elazar say his statement in the earlier case. Bahach ka'amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. That's where we say the halacha is like him, mishum delokia mitzvah yibum. He has as yet not fulfilled the mitzvah of yibum. Remember, his brother was married to a gedola, and his brother died. He's married to the sister Katana, so he hasn't done any Yibum yet. So we tell him to do Miyum with his wife, so he can do the mitzvah daraisa of Yibum. Avol belha de'ikaya mitzvah Yibum. But here, he already did Yibum. Mimad of Shach, he lived with both wives. Right? He was born the Katana first and then the Gedola. So, the problem is here, but because of their earlier Katana Bia, so he's Nifselis, but it was the Yibum. Ema travayu lifka baget. Maybe he's just get rid of both of them. Because we try to stay away from miyun. So that's why you have to say no here. Also, we suggest miyun. V'iyash mina baha, and if you say, if you only had the idea here that you suggest miyun, mishum de gdola ramya kame. Because here, the gdola is, in front of him. He did yibam, so he wants to say married. Aval idach lo, but over there, there's no mitzvah of yibam because there's at least an isra of achos isha somewhat midrabanan. So maybe there we wouldn't suggest it, idach lo, tzricha. So we say it is still suggested. It is still suggested. The Rishonim here wonder that the, again, maybe we're not going to get into the details, but the Aruch Laner, let me say, read it from the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner points out that the Rashba, the Ramban, they all quote a question on the Rambam here. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Elazar, like the Gemara says. Like Rabbi Elazar, like in these tricky cases, we advise the woman to do miyun. The problem is as follows. The Rambam says, in the case of Ba'al Chareshes, V'chazar Ubal Aktana, right, in the case of Chareshes and then Aktana, Milamdin Aktana Shetimain, we tell the Aktana to do miyun, so then the Chareshes is then Yotza Beget. That is, and therefore they both could be scot-free. Ask the Rishonim on the Rambam, one second. The case we said before, earlier, the Rambam suggests meme where the Gemara didn't say it. So why does the Rambam say then that a woman could be, you do miyun to the Ktana, and the Chareshes, you could do yibam, and then give her a get? Why give her a get? Once miyun is done to the Ktana, so then he should be able to stay married to the Chareshes. So he is, and the other case, the Rambam says she does not have to get divorced. That's the question that they ask on that Rambam that we spoke about earlier. So the Aruch Laner, without reading the Rambams again, he says you have to be medayik in Yibam and Chalitza. Sometimes the Rambam says yotzeis beget, and sometimes the Rambam says tsricha get, and you don't catch it unless you focus on it. Sometimes when the Rambam says tsricha get, that means that if he would ever want to divorce her, tsricha get. But not that we say that he has to divorce her. Here the Rambam says tsricha get, not yotze beget. Yotze beget means he has to divorce her. Yotze beget. And the chiddush here of tsricha get, he says, is that you might have said that even though miyun was done at the time that the bia was done, it was a bia psula, because he was still married to this other woman who possibly was the real wife. So that's why you might have said that he can't stay married to her even though yibam is done. Kamashwan, the Rambam says, no, they're fully married, and if he would ever want to divorce her, tsricha get. That's the language. But his diuk, says the Aruch Laner, is that you always have to look carefully whether it's tsricha get or yotzeis beget. Okay. Let's continue now. Yavam katan. Last mission in the parak. Yavam katan shabal yavam aktana. So, you have a katan and a aktana. Yavam katan, yavam aktana. Yigdulu zemzeh. Right? There's nothing for them. So they did yibam. There's no way for them to dissolve that marriage until they become gdolim. Right? Because a yavam, a katan, cannot give a get, and a aktana cannot, perform chalitza. So, yigdulu zemzeh. Right? Rashi says, vimbala garsha, eno yachol, achi yagdil, to get katan, eno get. Fine. Bal yavama gdola. If a katan, though, does Yibam with the Yavama Gdola, Tigaglenu, then she has to stay married to him. Again, there's no way for them to get out of his marriage, if they would want to, until he becomes a Gadol. Hayavama, Sha'am Rebetok Shloshim Yom, Lo Nif'alti. Totally new topic. What happens if a Yavama, 2 weeks after Yibam supposedly took place, right, there's Edom, you know, that watched them have Yichud, whatever, 2 weeks after, the Yavama comes to Bezdin and says he's never lived with me yet. He hasn't performed Bia yet. He hasn't done Yibam yet. Lo nevalti. Kofen oso shiach lotzla. So we say, he's had his enough time to try to do Yibam. I guess he's not doing it, so we force him to do Chalitza. Kofen oso shiach lotzla. La acha shloshim yom. But if it's after 30 days, we assume that people cannot control themselves for 30 days having Yichud with their wife without having Bia, and therefore, we assume that she might be lying. Then we just ask. We're mevakish. We say, you know what? We'd appreciate if you do chalitza. Mevakshin heimenu sheyachlotz la. Rashi says, but she is not muteris. She is not muteris. Why? Rashi says, who ne'emant lo mokim nafshe li levol miu I lo mishtaria de shavite lenafsha chaticha di yisura. She requires chalitza. She requires chalitza before anything because she says, nothing's happened, I'm not married to him. So she is not muteris to him, right? Shavian afshe chadicha isura, the principle of, I'm making personal isurim on myself, and therefore, she is a surah. But we ask, we ask that he does chalitza to her. Tosfos here discusses, what's the big deal for him to do chalitza? Why wouldn't he want to do chalitza? Tosfos on top. We ask him, what's he mafsid? So she's mafsid, she becomes a chalutza, maybe for kahuna. Why do we say, just to ask him, why wouldn't he want to do it? Tosfos says, important line, top Tosfos, the Yesh Lomar, you can't learn Maseches Yevam, especially the 12th parak, without this line. It's about chalitza. The Yesh Lomar, shehu misbayish bebezdin lachlotz lasha tarik b'fanav. It's embarrassing for her to spin in front of him, for him to go through the chalitza process. So that's why we can't force him, right? It's a busha, right? Number one, right, it's a busha. Now, the Chashukei Chemed here discusses, is this Tosfos a basis? Is a man allowed to go to his father's chalitza? Let's say his father's brother died, and his father's getting chalitza done. Is he allowed to go there, or is it considered embarrassing for his father, and therefore he's not allowed to go? He says, maybe according to Tosfos, he wouldn't be able to go. That is Tosfos. But if you look in the Rishonim, if you look in the other Rishonim that discuss this this answer, they give other, where's the others? Other Rishonim give other suggestions. Not that this is a possibility. We'll get to that I write it down in a second. Oh, here it is, right? The Nebuki Yosef and others say, there's another answer, that the Baal could be towing, the Baal could say, I don't want to do chalitza, because you know what? Maybe I might want to marry this woman again. I'll give her a get. I'll give me Maxer Grushasi. A person can't be Maxer Chalutaso. He can only be Maxer Grushasi. So he says, I don't know, right now we don't get along, but maybe in a couple of months we'll get back along again. So it is something negative for him. So says the Chashukei Chemed, according, maybe, why doesn't the Nemuki Yosef say like Tosfos? Maybe because the Nemuki Yosef, it's not a bizayon. It's a Maisa HaMitzvah. It's not a busha. Right? So therefore, maybe it's not something that would be embarrassing. So he would be able to go. And he still quotes, he has a quote of the Chassam Sofer. I think we quoted this way back. And when we speak about Mitzvah Matir, Chassam Sofer talks about even Kabbalistically, there's a lot of good, they say, Api Kabbalah, that have the Neshama. The Neshama is held in of the Niftar, is like in limbo until Chalitza is done. Chalitza or Yibam. Api Kabbalah. So therefore, maybe too also, it's not a Busha, because you're helping out the Neshama. Chassam Sofer does write in a Tshuva, he's of the opinion that it's more of a Matir than a Mitzvah. And he says, if a woman doesn't want to do Chalitza, and if they both don't want to do Chalitza, we will not force them, even with this Kabbalistic, need that we say, because Kabbalah never overrides Halacha. Says the Chassam Sofer. Evena Ezer Chelik Bey Simin Pehe. He says, we never say it overrides. He says, Loshi Mitzvah Zasela Garish, right? Hachanami Eno Elalati Rala Alma. Achazoar Hasam Lokamashi Mitzvah Zasei, Kiimshu Segula, Lenishvas Ameis, Viekein Gemilas Chesedem Ameisim, Fu Kein Amiris Kaddish. It's like Kaddish. Ve'ein lakofa isha afilu kfuraso. Mikol shekein l'gmol chesed azeh imhula l'torach o b'bnei abusha o shum tam acher. And therefore, he says, it's not forced. I suggested. It's a good idea, right? But it's lav dafka. Also related to this issue of busha spitting in front. Man, we mentioned last week in the Shalom Bayashir. Also, anyone wants to listen, there's on the OU website, there's a Shalom Bayashir. We started off with the Medrash about Rabbi Meir, the Medrash of Vayikra Rabba, where there was Rabbi Meir was giving shir on a Friday night, and there was a woman that was at his shir, loved Rabbi Meir's drushes. She comes back after 2 hours, she comes back home, and her husband's waiting for her at home. And says, where have you been? She says, I was at Rabbi Meir's drusha. He says, what about me? And where's my food? And I've been waiting here to make kiddush. And again, we're not saying that this is halacha lemaisa, what should be done. But the husband says, I make a neder that you should never be able to get hanah from me again unless you spit into Rabbi Meir's face. Unbelievable. Ayvei, she goes back to her father's house and they're basically separated. Rabbi Meir gets wind of it. And Rabbi Meir gives the next women's shear in the neighborhood. And while he's there, he pretends that he has some kind of eye ailment. And he starts being in pain. And he's like, ay, ay, ay. He says, ay, the doctor said the only trufa that can help me is if somebody, I need saliva in my eye. Can anybody here please spit into my eye? Everybody's quiet. And Meir picks on the woman. Here, you, come here, spit into my eye. She's like, I'm not spitting into your eye. You're the good God. He's like, spit into my eye. She's like, I'm not spitting into your eye. You're Rabbi Meir. He says, please, I'm in pain. 7 times, please. And the Gemara says that she spins into his eye, and her mayor says, go back to your husband, enjoy. And the Talmidim say, Ad Kan, what Bizayin HaTorah. Her mayor says, I'm no better than God. I'm no better than God. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Mechika Hashem for Shalom Bayis, so I could do that too. But there you also see, that was in the eye, that wasn't on the floor in front of the person. But it's clear from there that generally Rikika is considered a busha, but the question is here, it might not be a busha because it's part of a Maisa HaMitzvah. Part of a Maisa HaMitzvah. Just one other Ha'ara, and that is on the Numuki Yosef's reason of maybe she might... Maybe she might be able to, the husband will say, I don't want to give chalitza because I'm going to want to come back to her, but isn't it Shavya Nafshe? How could she marry him? She was Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Nisur on herself. So how would she ever be able to, right, she says, right, he never did it Yibam with me. So says Rabbi Akiva Egi here, maybe the Nemuki Yosi holds, you don't see Shavya Nafshe by Yisuri Darabanan, only by Yisuri Daraisa. Which is a day on the Rishonim. That's Rabbi Kiveger's comment right here. Okay, Shavya Nafshe is obviously a huge topic, but let's continue. Let's just finish this up. The Mishnah continues. So after 30 days, she is not believed. Ubizmachu hu mode, if he admits that he's never had yibum with her, never had beer with her, even after a year, we force him. If he admits, we force him to do chalitza. Hanoderes hanami yavama b'chayi b'ayla. What if husband and wife are happily married, and the woman gets into a fight with her brother-in-law? And the woman says, I make a neder never to get any hana from you. And then her husband dies, and now she's zakuka to this guy. So then what happens? Kofano soshiach lutzla. So we force him to do chalitza. La'achar misas baila. If she made the neder, though, after her husband died, dafka, because she didn't want to have to do yibum, so then mevakshim imenu shiach lutzla. Then we say, we're mevakish. We ask, but it's her own fault that she made this neder. If she had that kavana to be noderis against it, to prevent yibum even while her husband was alive, she did that. So then we're also mavakish. Let's just finish this up. The Mishnah seems to be assuming against Rabbi Meir. Which Rabbi Meir? The Tanya. Katan v'ktana lo choltsim v'lo misyabin div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that a katan v'ktana, they don't do Yibur Chalitza. Remember, a mayor is Choshesh Lemiyuta. Maybe there's a Saris. Maybe there's an Islandist. So we don't allow Katan or Ketana. So in our Mishnah talks about marriages of Ketanim. The Gemara says, no, I feel it's Amar Rabbi Meir. Maybe the Mishnah could even be Rabbi Meir. Ki Amar Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Meir say? We don't allow a Gdola Lekatan, Vektana Legadol, the Chad Minayel Biyadi Yisurahu. Where one of them is in Godless, so if you're Choshesh Lemiyut, so somebody's doing an Avera here. Aval Katan Habal Aktana, the Travayo Ki Adadin Inhu, but a Katan and a Ketana, who are both in the same boat, Rashi says there is no, they're not B'nai Onshin. So then Lo Amar, maybe Rameh would agree, Rameh would agree that if they're both La B'nai Onshin, and therefore, Rashi doesn't say there aren't Maisi Averis. That's a separate discussion. Is a Katan Maisa Avera without an Onish or not even a Maisa Avera? So Rashi just says, yeah, there's no Onshin, so maybe Rameh would agree. Says the Gemara, Vaktani Bal Yavama Gedola Tegadlenu. The second line of the Mishnah was talking about a Gedola and a Katan. Amrevi Chanina Chazah Bat Shani. That's a case of Bidi Eved. If she already did it, so then there's no way to get out of that. But not lechadchila. V'atekadlenu kamar. To go bio bia di surahu. What do you mean? Every bia that they have together. That's a lechadchila. So, ela mechaverta masisin delok Rabbi Meir. Okay, you're right. The Mishnah is against Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir would say that the ketanim should not be involved. Says the Gemara. One second. How could we allow then a katan to do yibum? Kari kan lachim lachim shem bahai lav bar hachiyu. It's getting back to what we discussed way back on Daf Chaf. Right? There's no possibility of Yibum. He cannot impregnate this woman in this case. Right? So why would we allow it? Answer, two answers. Number one, Amar Abaya, Amar Kra, Yavama, Yavo, allow Kol Dehu. Yavama could be, do Yibum, any of them, even as long as, this is how we defined it earlier, this person is Ra'ui, even though it's not Lamaisa right now. And Rav Amar, similarly, Balav Hakinami, Lomasis Amrit. Also, you can't say that this katan is usser, and then immediately he's going to become mutter. Why? You never have a case where automatically a man is usser to do yibum, and then immediately becomes mutter to do yibum, without any event happening. Right? So therefore, it must be that the katan is even mutter now, because he's going to be mutter later. This is continuing. V'yama Rav Yudah Marav, kol yavama she'ina ni kareba b'shas nefila, yavama yavo aleha, hari ke'eshes ach she'eshlo banim v'yasura. right? Anyone who I say b'shas nefila is aser forever. And therefore, if this katan is for sure going to become mutter, so then we say it must be that he is mutter now as well. Says the Gemara of Eimah Chinami, who says maybe that's not true. Maybe it should be a violation. We should say yeah, it's a fulfillment of that condition. And if he's a katan now, he's aser forever. You want to say, oh, it's going to be mutter later, so it has to be mutter now. Why don't you say the opposite? Say there's aser now, it's going to be aser later. Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Amar kra, ki yeshvu achim yachdav, afilu ben yom echad. As we said earlier, the only brothers that are aser to each other is eshes ach shelo haya bolamo, if they had no overlap in their lives. But here, if they would have an overlap even for one day, so then it would be good enough to allow yibam. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue with the last stop in Perek Beis Shammai next time. Okay, we'll stop here.